It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
James, it is good to have you on, man. Good to talk with you. We are excited because we get Hall of Fame game tonight, right? It's just football, and we've been craving it. But I want to ask you about the impression you're getting from around the country. What you're hearing from friends. You know a lot of people when it comes to, you know, what people are talking about around the league. It feels like people are talking about the Falcons because they feel like this is going to be a good team. Are you getting that from around the country and people you're talking to?
It's funny. And you guys know him well. We've both lived in Atlanta. We're really, really good buddies. I texted my buddy Steve Weiss, earlier today and was like, Weiss, have you been down to Atlanta yet? I'm trying to get down there. And he's like, I haven't. I got to get there. I was like, me too, because there is kind of this vibe of like, what was the thought all of last year? Like, this team is a quarterback away. Like, the rebuild is complete, in my opinion. You have a playoff roster in a division that you should be able to win with a quarterback that, I mean, the postseason success isn't there, but the career success and the ability to distribute the football at a high level to a lot of really talented players that have been high investments for this team, like, it's there. And I think people want to see it. And I think mainly for the main reason I just said is people want to see offense. I mean, like, people want to see points. People want to see plays. And they think with this group of skill players, with a guy that can play on time, with a guy that puts it to the open man, with a guy that knows how to run an offense just extremely efficiently and effectively, that should put points on the board, and that should get people excited about the Falcons.
That's the thing, James. We were talking about guys like Drake London. You know, he's been in the league now 3 years. He wants to be one of those guys you talk about on Madden. He wants to be considered one of the elites. Mm-hmm. And Kyle Pitts finally healthy for the first time in 2 seasons. So imagine if we had, like, you know, 2 guys or more with 1,000 yards. I mean, that's what we're shooting for here.
It really is. And you mentioned Pitts. I've had some buddies troll through, Steve Smith in particularly, who's a good friend of mine. And Steve called me and was like, dude, Kyle Pitts looks like Kyle Pitts. And that's a great statement to hear, because we all know what last year was. And I do believe there were people in the building, they probably won't openly admit it, but we're thinking, are we ever going to see that player again? Mm. Right? Like, I think they were kind of thinking that last year. Like, is he ever going to get it fully back to the player that we drafted, the special type of player that we knew we were getting, that just athletically at the size and speed doesn't come around very often. That appears, from talking to Steve and talking to other people, like, that appears back this training camp. And I do think, like, this is a great reality check for us all to remember, like, how hard it is to come back from some of these injuries. And it used to be 2 years to come back from these injuries, right?
Yeah.
And then Adrian Peterson goes out and ruins it for everybody. And I feel like he comes back in like 3 weeks, I'm exaggerating, from an ACL, and is running like the wind blows. Well, AP's not a normal person. And I think we got to cut some of these guys some slack. What usually happens with ACLs and things like that and other knee issues that are, and his was a little more complex than that, is, you know, you put on some weight, you're conscious, you know, of maybe re-injuring it. So maybe you bulk up a little bit, you add a little bit of weight. You're just not back to who you are yet. And I think our timetables are a little skewed because of some of these guys in this league that are somehow able to come back the way they have. I think Kyle coming back and being the player that they think he you know, has been before this injury, I think is huge for this group. And then you throw Bijan into the mix. Yeah, you got a lot of guys you can do stuff with.
Yeah, we're talking football with James Palmer, guys, NFL reporter and insider. Look, our first game of the season is the Steelers. James, I've been saying this. It's not going to surprise me if they roll into Mercedes-Benz Stadium and Justin Fields is starting week one. Tell me how you feel about what's going on up there. I mean, we know Wilson has missed time, but it's just kind of weird how things are kind of playing out right now with him getting all the snaps. I'm not saying that he's earned the job yet, but it wouldn't surprise me.
You guys got the right guy on the phone. I mean, I've been saying this all offseason that, listen, Justin Fields, from my understanding, is going to play at some point. It may be week one. It may not. But I think at some point during the season, he's definitely playing. And that's going to be for one reason or another, that this is a Russ injury that happens early, which I'm not entirely sure why you need a 35-year-old quarterback pushing sleds, but that's not me. That's Mike Tomlin. But anyway, he's either going to probably have a chance of getting banged up again, or they make a switch, or he ends up playing the way he's playing right now. Like, this is an opportunity for Justin Fields to actually be seen. I do think they're very similar as players. I think they actually play the position the same way. They actually have the same, let's be honest, like weaknesses as well. He's just a younger version and probably a better athlete now at this point to run it. Now it's whoever Arthur wants to be able to go out there and probably protect the football with a defense that we always know is good with Pittsburgh. Mike Tomlin is just an incredible coach. Somehow they win double-digit games every year, no matter what. And, you know, how does this offense be its most efficient? I think they're getting an added, you know, set of days here to really see Justin Fields go through it, because competitions are wild, guys. They're going all over the country right now with the rookie quarterbacks and the guys that are in place. It limits reps. Now you're getting a chance just to see Justin get in a, you know, a rep in, rep out kind of groove with the ones for a series of days, and I think that's going to help out in, you know, kind of how they're deciding this week.
Our buddy James Palmer on the WadeForIt.com hotline. NFL insider, seen him at camps all around the league already this summer. The Bears tonight, no, you're not going to see the guys starting. Not going to see him against the Texans. You think can the Bears make the playoffs, though?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a legit roster. I mean, I always look at rookie quarterbacks and what the situation is they're walking into. There's two parts of that situation, in my opinion. It's who's your play caller, which Shane Waldron, will see how the mix is there, but everybody obviously wants their, you know, to be Patrick Mahomes and walk into an Andy Reid situation. That's the ideal spot, that type of offensive mind. What's your situation with your OC, and what's your situation with your side of the ball? I mean, can you think of a rookie quarterback to walk into a better group of skill players like than Caleb Williams is doing? I mean, this is a real, I mean, the tight end's no slouch at all. And Cole Kmet, yeah, you also have Keenan Allen, who's like a third down monster with a catch radius of just insanity. And then, you know, you have DJ Moore. You have, you know, a rookie who comes in with him as well. Like, this is a ridiculous group of skill guys. And I think people kind of forget that this defense played pretty well the second half of the season. Yeah. I mean, they were lost the first half of the year. I mean, just lost defensively. But the second half of the year, man, they really put it together. And, like, I do think this is a playoff team if Caleb can protect the football. I think that's a big part of it. I think the biggest thing I was told during the draft process was, can whoever has their hands on him, and Shane Waldron, can you have him play within the system? The talent's off the charts. The arm talent is off the charts. Can he play within the system and make sure that, you know, you guys protect the football? But he got plenty of talent around him. I'm excited for tonight, guys. Like, nobody's going to play, but what's the one thing we want to see tonight?
Right.
Right? I want to see the kickoff.
Right.
I want to see the kickoff.
It's true.
I want to see what happens with the kickoff. This is our first opportunity to see how this actual play is going to be run. Because most teams I've talked to around the league is, this is now a football play.
Mm.
It hasn't been a football play. Now, which teams take advantage of it? I mean, and the interesting part about it is, with camps, the CBA is pretty tight, right, in terms of how much time you get. There's been periods that have had to been eliminated across the league, offensive and defensive periods, that used to be in place because you got to spend more time on your kickoff now. You got to spend a lot more time because it's an actual play. And what type of personnel are we going to see out there? How's it going to be run? That's really your draw to watch tonight, actually.
I agree. I said to my wife, I was like, it's going to look weird.
Right.
Because
it looked weird at practice already.
Yeah,
right?
We're not used to seeing
Vince
it.
Did McMahon come up with this? Yeah, you're like, what is happening?
It is our buddy James Palmer, guys, NFL reporter and insider. All right, real quick before we let you go, all this quarterback money being thrown around, we do not feel like on this show Dak's going to get his. But where is he in the pecking order? I mean, this guy was second in the MVP voting last year, right? He had a hell of a year, and it's just one of those things. Mike and I keep playing these sound bites from Jerry Jones saying, I love him, I want him, he's the greatest, I love him.
Right.
But then he doesn't want to pay him.
Yeah. I've had a lot of buddies go through Cowboys camp early in this portion of training camp. I haven't been there yet, but the same vibe is said by everybody. Like, it is a weird place to be. Because your top three players – just all want new contracts, and they're not coming. Your coach is on the last year of his deal as well. It's just a very eerie kind of odd feeling there in Dallas when you're right. I thought Dak played fantastic last year. I thought Dak was out of this world because he brought back the running ability that we saw before the injury. And I talked to his quarterback coach that he works with in the offseason. He was like, dude, he was back to moving outside the pocket, extending plays like he used to. I thought he played pretty well. It's going to be interesting when we see him in a Raiders uniform in 2025 when Mark Davis gives him $70 million or something like that.
It's a good
pull. Can't you see, can't you see something like that happening?
100%. No disrespect to Jerry.
Right.
He sounds nuts. He sounds like he's lost it. Real quick, James, before we cut you loose, we saw today that Herbert's injured for the Chargers. Have you heard anything about Harbaugh? Is he wackadoodle over there at the camp? Are they loving him out there?
They're loving him. I mean, that culture has already shifted. It is his group. Just listen, Justin going down for a little bit. I'll say this real quick. It's not the end of the world considering they're going to run the hell out of the ball. I think this is going to be a Harbaugh team that is going to turn the corner really quickly. Talent has never been an issue with the Chargers over the years.
True.
It's only been bad luck with, you know, going off the upright repeatedly in certain key moments of games and injuries. I talked to one of his former assistants today, actually, who was like, he poops gold, so the luck may change. So we'll see if that changes with the Chargers, but it's already on its way, I hear.
Yeah, and by the way, James mentions the injury today. We talked about it. Justin Herbert diagnosed with plantar fasciitis,
right.
And it's in his right foot, so they're going to put him in a boot for a couple of weeks. But, again, they say he'll be ready for the regular season, so that's what James is talking about.
He's about as tough as they come, too, so he should be all right.
Good stuff, James. We appreciate you for stopping by, as always. Love talking with you, man. Take care.
For sure, guys. Take it easy.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.